You were you one of the last?
No, I was one of the first.
One of the first?
Yeah.
What were the children's names, man?
Well, we had the boys' names was Frank and Tony, me,
yeah.
And Joe, and Pete, Vincent, and Charlie. That was the boys.
Yeah.
And then we had Rosalie and Josephine and a girl.
Yeah.
And six boys and two girls. And a beautiful family. Close, close, close. It was always close together. Close, close family.
And you were the, let's see, you weren't the...
I was second from the youngest. Second from the youngest.
Yeah. Now, about the house when you were coming up, did you have any kind of place around the house where you could where you kept your wood or something like that?
Oh yeah, we had a woodshed. Papa built a woodshed. Keep the wood dry.
Yeah.
Keep the wood dry. Oh yeah, we had that.
And any place where you might keep any sort of like small animal?
No, we didn't have that. We had a few chickens in the yard, and that's all, just chickens. And my daddy had a bird dog. Bird dog and a rabbit dog. And in the wintertime he'd go shoot rabbits, and that's what we ate. And in the wintertime or the hunting season we'd kill birds, and we'd have birds. Birds were plentiful in the days that we're talking about. There were just very few people hunting in the days. Now everybody hunts, you know, everybody's got a shotgun.
Land was pretty open around here.
Oh, yes, sir. Everything was open. Everything was open.
Like around your house, there was probably some...
No, you couldn't hunt. You couldn't hunt the city limits. But the city was so small that you wouldn't have to go no more than maybe 10 blocks and you was out the city limits, you see. 5 blocks, you got... We talked about a long time ago, you know.
Yeah.
But just in any open pasture, you could kill rabbits and you could kill birds and go down to the closest pond and shoot ducks, stuff like that, you know.
Was it, were there...
Of course, we didn't hunt. My daddy hunted. You know, in the days when we talked about, my daddy hunted.
Were there fences everywhere?
No fences. If they had a fence, you just got over it. People didn't mind hunting because most people realized that the man that was hunting, he was either hungry. He loved it, you know, for sports. But most people were hungry in the days we talked about, you know.
Especially the 30s.
Yeah, coffee was 75, 6 cents a pound. Sugar was 2 or 3 cents a pound.
Yeah.
Bread was 5 cents. Loaf of bread, 5 cents. Same loaf of bread that you're buying today for 85 and 90 cents.
How did things come packaged back in those days, like at a general store? How would flour?
Everything was loose. You buy whatever you wanted to buy. Nickels worth, dimes worth, 2 bits worth. You know, you buy what you want. Everything come in barrels, wooden barrels. The rice, the coffee, the black eyed peas, the butter beans, the lima beans. And you went to the grocery store and you said, give me a nickel worth of lima beans, give me a nickel worth of black eyed peas. And the meat was an open counter.
They put it in what?
In paper bags.
Yeah, okay.
And the meat counters was, they had the meat in a case, and they had a wooden meat block. You see a lot of those today in markets too, you know.
This was at the shop?
Yeah, this was at the grocery store, grocery and meat market.
Coffee?
No, mercy. My man's coming tomorrow. I got another man coming tomorrow.
Yeah. Do you have a problem keeping seafood in here, or in other words, you're pretty well stocked by this time?
Well, the man calls on us once a week and twice a week. Well, one man called me on twice a week, one man called me on once a week.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, about the fences that you had back in those days. Well,
made out of barbed wire.
Okay, barbed wire.
Didn't have fences that you have today. These farmers struggle his own wire, barbed wire. You could buy
dug holes for
the posts, mostly corner posts. And he might have had one if he had a big piece of property. He might have had one or two posts in between, but the corner post was the main post.
Yeah.